From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Brexit has been put in motion. Britain's process of leaving the European Union is officially underway after British Prime Minister Theresa May today triggered Article 50, kicking off 2 years of negotiations of what promises to be a lengthy and complex process of ending 4 decades of engagement with the European Union.
A few minutes ago in Brussels, the United Kingdom's permanent representative to the EU handed a letter to the President of the European Council on my behalf, confirming the government's decision to invoke Article 50 of the Treaty on European Union. The Article 50 process is now underway, and in accordance with the wishes of the British people, the United Kingdom is leaving the European Union.
Article 50 of the EU's treaty covers how a member can withdraw. The breakup began with a June 2016 referendum in which British voters narrowly chose to leave the EU. The vote appeared to be driven by anti-establishment sentiments and the feeling the EU governing structure has taken too much control away from the common British citizen. The referendum also brought about the resignation of former Prime Minister David Cameron, who during a re-election campaign had promised to hold the vote. The European Union is unhappy that Britain is leaving. After receiving the formal notification from London, European Council President Donald Tusk told reporters Wednesday the other 27 states are now more united and will protect their interest in difficult negotiations before Brexit begins in 2019. Concluding his brief remarks, he said, "We already miss you. Thank you and goodbye." Find out more about this on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Embattled House Intelligence Committee Chairman David Nunes threw a formerly bipartisan investigation of Russian election interference in the United States election into doubt Tuesday as he rejected calls for his recusal and stopped the committee's work for the rest of the week. An anticipated closed-door briefing with FBI Director James Comey and NSA Director Admiral Mike Rogers was postponed, deepening the frustrations of Democratic members who said Nunes' actions over the past week and a half jeopardized his credibility and undermined his ability to lead the investigation. Nunes met a source on White House grounds before making his disclosure last week that members of President Donald Trump's transition team were caught up in incidental surveillance, according to his spokesman, who added that Nunes wanted to have proximity to a secure location where he could view the information provided by the source. That revelation led ranking Democratic committee member Representative Adam Schiff to call for Nunes to step away from the Russia investigation. Nunes has still not revealed the identity of his source. China said Wednesday it is committed to honoring its pledges under the Paris Climate Exchange Agreement, a day after U.S. President Donald Trump signed a sweeping executive order that would effectively dismantle environmental regulations put in place by his predecessor, Barack Obama. The Chinese Foreign Minister Liu Kang said combating climate change is a challenge for the entire world and that China will maintain its approach even if other governments change their policies. Trump's order has rekindled the highly charged partisan debate over how human activity affects the Earth's climate and deepened concern that decades of work on global climate treaties may be unraveling.
My action today is the latest in a series of steps to create American jobs and to grow American wealth. We're ending the theft of American prosperity and rebuilding our beloved country.
Trump has repeatedly signaled disdain for his predecessor's climate policy. On the campaign trail, he called Obama's clean power plan stupid, largely because it put in place what he called job-killing regulations. The executive orders he signed Tuesday direct the Environmental Protection Agency to thoroughly revise regulations outlined in that clean power plan. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said Wednesday he has asked the U.S. ambassador why America did not deploy an armada of warships to pressure China to stop constructing man-made islands that are now at the heart of regional concerns in the disputed South China Sea. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.